second half was entirely owned by the USA Patriots. It started off with an 8-yard touchdown run by Seth Gangler. The 2-point conversion pass was no good, 34-20. Shortly after, Gangler ran another touchdown in from 6 yards away this time, and the 2-point conversion pass to Melky was good, 42-40, USA at the end of the third. Fourth quarter wasn't much different, 19-yard touchdown run by Harper. The 2-point conversion pass was no good, 48-20, USA leads. And not long after that, after a bad axe turnover, Ryan Millerwise breaks a touchdown run for 49 yards. The 2-point conversion run was no good. And that would be your final, Clark, 54-20, USA.
And we must give our apologies and credit to the backup quarterback for USA. We finally got his name, number 18. That would be Tanner Foley for USA, doing an excellent job there as the second-string quarterback for USA in the waning moments of that game. Let's go through the stats as far as the team goes, offensively and defensively. The Bad Axe Hatchets had 34 rushing plays for 238 yards, 19 plays passing for 126 yards, for a total of 53 plays of offense for 364 yards, throwing 6 plays of special teams for 51 yards, for an all-purpose yardage for 59 plays for 415 yards, 5 penalties for 40 yards. The USA Patriots, 55 plays of rushing for 468 yards. 3 plays in passing was only needed for 89 yards. Five plays in special teams for 48 yards. So offensively, 58 plays, 557 yards of offense. Throwing these special team yards for all-purpose yards of 70 plays off of 605 yards on the night, Dave. Huge numbers.
Just an incredible number. And remember, at the end of the first half, Bad Axe actually led in all yardage categories.
By about 50 yards.
By about 50. Hands down, Bad Axe had led the yardage department, but USA was winning the turnover department and on the scoreboard. Looking at it now, USA has almost doubled Bad Axe's output. That just goes to show that the second half was truly owned by the USA Patriots here at home on homecoming.
As far as the individual stats here, let's start out with the Bad Axe offense. In the rushing game, Bailey Hines, 3 carries for 29 yards. Tyler Labor, 3 carries for 13 yards. Number 29, 2 carries for no yards. Number 24, Matt McVay, 10 carries for 66 yards. And then Tommy Morneau, 16 carries for 130 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. In the passing game, Tommy Morneau was 10 for 17 for 123 yards and had 1 touchdown in passing, but also had 2 interceptions. Tyler Labor was 1 for 2 for 3 yards and 1 interception as well in passing. Receiving those, number 3, Jared Brown, 4 for 5 for 52 yards. Bailey Hines, 2 for 3 for 13 yards. Tyler Labor, he in receiving was 4 for 5 for 44 yards. Then number 17, Mitch Dorr for Bad Axe, that junior, was 1 for 1 for 17 yards and a touchdown. Special teams, Mitch Kennedy, 1 return for no yards. Bailey Hines, 1 return for 15. Seth Geiger was 1 for 17 yards.
And Austin Geiger.
And Jared Brown, 3 returns for 19 yards. Punting, Tommy Morneau had 2 of them for an average of 36.5 yards, a 35 and a 38. And then penalties, they had 5 of them for 40 yards. Defensively for the Bad Axe Hatchets, 46 tackles, 2 for a loss for negative 2 yards, 4 sacks on the night for 17 yards, no interceptions, no fumbles, but had 4 penalties on defense for 30 yards. Brown had 4 tackles, Hines with 1, Tyler Labor 3 tackles, Nye with 1, Matt McVay 5 tackles, Mitch Kennedy 1 tackle, number 26 Gray 4 tackles, Smithers had 1 tackle, Tommy Morneau with 7 tackles leading the way, as well as number 68 Crotchin with 7 tackles each, Stoken with 3, Wishlager with 3, and then Walsh with 6 tackles for a loss, 2 of them each. Walsh and Gray had 1 for a negative 1 apiece. The sacks, though, Brown had 1 for negative 5 yards, Kennedy had 1 for negative 3 yards, and Gray had 2 for negative 9 yards. As far as the penalties go, they had 4 of those for 40 yards. Gray had 2 of them for 20 yards. Offensively for the USA Patriots, 55 plays rushing for 468 yards. Let's see how we did individually. 4 for Lindenberg, the quarterback, for negative 17 yards. Those would be those sacks. Milkey, 3 carries for 6 yards. Seth Gangler, 15 carries, 118 yards. And he had a pair of touchdowns in there as well from 8 and 6 out. Brandon Harper, the player of the game, 23 carries for 231 yards in rushing, as well as just a few scores. Let's say he had 5 touchdowns on the night. Miller-wise, 6 carries for 103 yards, including a 49-yard run touchdown. And Foley, 2 for 19 yards, and Sines, 2 for 8 yards. Passing, Lindenberg was 2 for 3 for 89 yards, and most of that was a 75-yard reception to Hayden Ewald for 75 yards. The other one was 14 yards to Nitz for 14, and then Harper had one drop pass. Special teams, Miller-wise brought in 1 return for 8 yards, Milkey 1 for 4, and Nitz had 3 returns for 36 yards. Punting, Hayden Ewald only had to punt once for 22 yards, and penalties, they had 7 of them for 50 yards on offense. USA defense, 35 tackles, 3 for a loss for 8 yards, 2 sacks for 12 yards, 1 tip pass, 2 interceptions, and 5 penalties for 24 yards. Milkey had 7 tackles, Gangler 3, Brandon Harper 3 tackles, Brendan Ballard 3 tackles, Nitz with 2 tackles, Ewald with 7, Austin Harper 3 tackles, Streeter with 3, Miller-Wise with 2, Kohler with 1, and Sines with 1. Tackles for a loss, Gangler with 3, Harper with 5, sacks, Ballard with negative 8 yards, 1 sack, and Gangler with the other sack for negative 4. Brendan Ballard also had a tip pass as well as an interception. And I believe who had there was another interception there at the end of the game, Dave. We do not have that marked down. But there was a second interception for USA.
Wasn't it Milkey?
It could have been Milkey there.
I think it was Milkey.
And then penalties, they had 5 for 24. 2 were on the kickoff, so we're not really sure on the yards there.
A couple of quick updates for you, Clark. Obviously, the Tigers are in the playoffs. Miguel Cabrera puts them on the board with an RBI single. They lead 1-0.
Actually, that's 2-0. Fielder grounded into a double play, 2-0.
Make it
2-0. Top of the first.
Final in Bay City. Lakers have defeated Bay City 49-7. And that ever-close game, Marlette and Vassar, 36-35. Marlette defeats Vassar, 36-35.
Marlette defeats Vassar.
Correct.
So Marlette pulls out a huge win over Vassar.
No wonder why we weren't getting the updates, Clark. It went right down to the
wire. Everyone was on the edge of their seat there. So, Dave, final thoughts from this game.
Oh, final thoughts. The first half and second half were like two completely different games. It was a high-scoring affair, not much defense going on. A close battle, 28-20 in the first half. Second half come out, and I don't know if Bad X came out of the locker room. To try and put it mildly, USA made the correct adjustments on defense. They continued to score at the same pace they were in the first half. Bad X did not score in the second half. Credit the USA defense making the proper adjustments, slowing down Morneau, basically taking him out of the game. No one else was able to step up to the plate for Bad X. USA did a nice job here at home to get back to their winning ways and on their way and on their road to try and make the playoffs.
Bad X has home against Memphis next week on October 11th, and USA is also home against Vassar, who just lost by a point to Marlette. So Vassar will be reeling, and that should be a great game ahead of us here in USA. Unfortunately for the WLW Sports broadcast team of right here of Dave Hansen, Clark Ramsey, and Doug Cole, we have the week off next week, but you will be hearing the North Huron and Deckerville game with Clark Brock. So you just switch out Clark's there with the call on next week's North Huron Deckerville game. I will be down at Michigan State with the Spartan Sports Network doing my thing down there. But tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, M25, and Sewing, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Saginaw Valley State University, Gotic Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Ball Equipment of Sandusky and Richmond, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Shure Hospital and Sewing Family Medicine, Thumb Sailor, the 4G LTE network of the Thumb, and McVeigh Insurance Agency. Sailor and internet phone services for this broadcast were provided by Thumb Sailor. This game broadcast was a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution on the internet, without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. So on behalf of the entire WLIW Sports broadcast team, Dave Hansen, in-game